Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. So one of the funny or weird or nerdy things that I like to do is collect great quotes from bad people. Now, here's one. It's from Lance Armstrong, who is arguably a bad person, even though he was a great cyclist, but a bad person. And I get bonus points for this one because it comes from the movie Dodgeball. Lance Armstrong said, "Quit? You know, once I was thinking about quitting when I was diagnosed with brain, lung, and testicular cancer all at the same time. But I'm sure you have a good reason to quit. So what are you dying from that's stopping you?" I mean, that's a really great quote, right? And it gives us good perspective for when we're going through bad times. Hey, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. And today I'm going to give you 25 quotes to help you think different and be ultra successful. Not be a cheater like Lance, though, but be ultra successful in life. And that quote is a great example in multiple ways of today's theme, which is thinking different. So not only are you going to get these 25 quotes on how to think different, we're going to get 6 or 7 steps on how to think different as well. Because with Lance's quote, first of all, it's a good quote from a bad person. And most people, what most people do is ridiculous, is they dismiss all bad people. They say, okay, well, that's a bad person, therefore I will not listen to them. Or I don't agree with that person, therefore I will not listen to them. You know, it's so silly. It's like imagine you're a Democrat and you hate Trump. Well, which isn't hard for anybody to imagine if they're a Democrat. But, you know, you hate Trump. But if you were to ignore how he got popular, you would be foolish, very foolish. And you cannot do that. The second thing that we get from Lance Armstrong's quote is that most people quit. And if you simply persist, you're already going to be uncommon among uncommon people. All right. So that's the theme of today's show, to help you become uncommon among uncommon people, as David Goggins would say. And we're going to hear more from him later, as well as Donald Rumsfeld, Warren Buffett, Maya Angelou, and more. Again, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and this show is brought to you by the PerfectLifeRetreat.com. That's PerfectLifeRetreat.com, which is my annual event. And this year, I'm going to teach you the 5 power skills. And I'm going to have some controversial speakers at my event as well. People who sometimes when they hear that I'm friends with them, they say, oh, that's a bad person. Listen, they're not bad people. I'm not actually friends with bad people. I know some bad people, but I'm not friends with bad people. I wouldn't have bad people at my event. So you might have a idea of someone, but you've never met them in person before. Anybody that I have at my event, I've met in person. I know them very well. And you're going to get the best at my event, all right? So go to PerfectLifeRetreat.com and check out the 5 power skills that we're going to be teaching you there, and also how you're going to meet hundreds of entrepreneurs. Last year, we had 360 people there. This year, my goal is 500 people. It's going to be in San Diego on November 8th and 9th, 2019. I don't want you to miss it. It's a Friday and Saturday this year because we couldn't get the Thursday, Friday. So I don't like people working on the weekends, but we're going to work on that Saturday. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We're actually going to work Friday night at these round tables too, with all of my power speakers and about 5 other high performing entrepreneurs who are going to help you answer all your questions about sales, podcasting, all this cool stuff. So listen, today I'm going to reveal those 5 power skills in a moment as well. But today we're going to have all of these quotes, over 2 dozen great quotes that are going to help you think different and become ultra successful in life. That said, let me give you a warning about what I'm going to say today. Some of these quotes and stories that I share might slightly contradict one another. But that brings us to another great quote. And this quote is from the great F. Scott Fitzgerald. Did I just say F. Scott? I meant to say F. Scott Fitzgerald, author of The Great Gatsby. And this is what he said. He said, "The test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold 2 opposed ideas in mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function." Okay, so this is actually something my business partner Matt Smith does very well. He's able to understand 2 ideas that you know, contradict one another and make the best of them. It's just like very much like you've ever heard of Chris Voss in his book about never splitting the difference. He says never compromise. And that's what most people do with two opposed ideas. So they say, well, you know, if Joe wants this and Sarah wants this, we'll just split it down the middle and we'll do this. And that's, as Chris Voss's opinion, not a good way of doing things. So we're going to test your intelligence today and put that to the test in the epic episode. Now, speaking of great speakers and great books, we're going to have amazing speakers at the PerfectLifeRetreat.com event. So we're going to have Jason Capital. We're going to have Bedros Koulian. We're going to have an unnamed high-performing female entrepreneur yet to be booked, but I'm going to get one. And we're going to have Bedros Koulian talking about man up and leadership. And you can resist that name of that book, but it's got great content. It's a brand new presentation he's never done before. We're going to have Martin Rooney. Martin Rooney is absolutely amazing. He's going to leave you so fired up in his presentation about team building and culture. It's going to be over the top. So think different and attend the event this year, okay? If you've never been, it is truly a game-changing event. Here's how different it is. When you go to most events, you get a name badge, right? And on the it's a name badge. It's your name on the front, and you have to like show it to people. You have to wear it all the time, and you have to, you know, you have to make sure that it's even turned around right, because most people's name badges get turned around, and all you see is a blank thing. But for these name badges, not only will it have your name on the front, but it has the name of three connections that you need to meet. And I spend over 20 hours going through and making these connections at my event. It's my favorite part of preparing for the event. So let's say Joe is coming in from Maryland and Sandra is coming in from Kansas, and they're both, they're absolute strangers, but they're both in the same industry and I know that they could help one another. I make that connection, and we're going to go the extra mile this year and make it very easy for you to meet these connections. So it's going to be a lot of fun. All right. So I think different. You think different. We're going to think different together on this episode of Early to Rise Radio. So the first step in thinking different goes like this. You must be okay with being selfish. If you're okay with being selfish, you will be more successful, because you need to understand, and you also need to work with people's selfishness, because you need to understand that we do everything in our own self-interest. So when you go to church, right? You go to church. Why are you going to church? You go to church so you get to heaven. That's why you go to church. Don't tell me that you're not going in your own self-interest. You know, when you volunteer for your favorite charity, the one that means the most to you, so that you feel good. I would say in most cases, people do not volunteer for the charity that will have the greatest impact on the community, that will actually have the greatest impact on the world. Think about it. Think about what you put your time into. For example, my business partner, Matt, loves this Toys for Tots charity. Is that the best use, the absolute world's best use of our resources, our time, and our money to buy toys for children? Now, quite frankly, it's not. It would probably be better put into getting water to young children in Africa. But what do? We choose the charity that makes us feel good. I'm being brutally honest with you. So you need to be okay with understanding people's true motivations. So this brings us to another quote, from a man who people give me a hard time for following. So I've had quotes on the Early to Rise website, like, I can't believe you quoted Grant Cardone. He's such a bad person. I don't know why they think he's a bad person. I don't think he has ever been charged with a crime, so he's not a criminal. And I don't think that he's a bad person, because he's raising, you know, a good family, and he's made a lot of money for a lot of people. So, you know, maybe you don't like his jokes, but he's not a bad person. So anyways, Grant Cardone has a quote, and it goes like this. It's a noisy world. If you aren't willing to push, you're going to let your family down. You're going to let your church down. You're going to let your community down, and you're not going to be a good example. You can agree or disagree with that. I do not really care. I just want you to think different. Because most people hold back, right? Whether it's making a sale or promoting their garage sale or whatever it is, right? Everybody's like, I don't want to get rejected. So they hold back. Listen, it's a noisy world, and you can't hold back in a noisy world. The squeaky wheel is getting the grease. And you can't hate the player. You can only hate the game. But you got to play the game. You got to play the game by the rules in order to succeed. Now, another quote. This is the third quote that I have. I think I have more than 25 here. But the third quote is from Ed Mylett, a man of very strong faith and very strong success. I think he's one of the 50 richest Americans under the age of 50. And he's been on the Early to Rise show. And he's been on the Empire podcast with Bedros. And Ed and Bedros are tight, really tight. They're really good friends. And Ed says, you want to get other people's visions to fit inside your vision. So you want to be selfish with other people's visions. It's going to grow your vision bigger. But it also elevates other people. So think about this. If you want to grow a great company, and somebody out there wants to be the best salesperson in the world, that's their vision. You want to go and grow a company so big that will get the person who wants to be the best salesperson in the world to come and work for you. Or if you own a gym, you want to get the person who wants to be the best personal trainer in the world to come and work for you. You want their vision to fit inside your vision. And when you do that, when you're selfish about the vision, it actually helps a lot of people. You'll be more successful and so will others. So when I do my workshops, I ask a very controversial question. I ask a lot of weird questions over the course of the day to these entrepreneurs who want to scale to 7 and 8 figures. And 9 figures. I've had a couple of people at that level too. And I say, what is God's plan? What is God's 10X plan for you? And for those that aren't religious, I say, or reword another way. I say, hey, what is the universe's 10X plan for you? Listen, if you have faith, you believe that God put you here for a reason. And so you must be selfish about going towards that reason. Ed Mylett has another great little story or, you know, quote or shtick that he does. And he talks about how when he passes away and he goes to heaven, he wants to meet the man he was meant to become. And he wants to measure what he could become against what he did become. Like, hey, did I live my life and meet my fullest potential? That's the question that he wants to find out. And so that's the question for you to ask yourself. What's God's 10X plan? Was it to get a job and, to get a minivan and to watch a lot of TV? I don't think that was the plan. I do not, nothing against minivans, but I don't think the plan is to watch a lot of TV. That's not God's 10X plan for you. Yeah, well, just making sure that put this person on earth to watch Game of Thrones. I don't think that's God's plan for anybody. Anyways, I'm ranting and raving. So listen, how does God's plan or the universe's plan line up with your vision and your goals? Are your plans too small compared to what you were put here to do? Think about that. Think about what your life is like right now, and then think about why the universe or God put you here. And, put your life in column on the left column, put, what you were meant to do here in the right column, and then find, do those things add up. If they do not add up, my friend, if they do not align, then you need to make some changes, okay? So align your personal plan and the universe's or God's bigger plan for you so that you have deeper impact and you eliminate internal friction and you make your world a better place. But the only way you do that is by putting your oxygen mask on first so that you can assist others. All right, you have to be selfish. You have to do your health and wellness, and you have to sleep, and you have to eat well, and you have to plan and prepare, and you have to be ruthless with your time in order to hit this plan that was put there for you. Make no mistake about that, okay? Very, very important. Now, let's move on to another quote. It's from Warren Buffett, and here's what he says. Along the same lines of being selfish, he says, invest in yourself as much as you can. You are your own best asset by far. This is the world's richest man or second richest man saying this. Anything you do to improve your talents and make yourself more valuable will get paid off in terms of appropriate real purchasing power. And then I'm going to stop the quote for a second. If you become great, you can earn all this wealth and then distribute it to charities. But if you spend all your time doing charity stuff, you wouldn't have as big of an impact if you built wealth and then distributed it to charities. So think about that. Now back to Warren's quote. He says, anything you invest in yourself, you get back tenfold, and nobody can tax it away or steal it from you. It's an important quote. Now back to another Cardone quote. This quote number 5. and it's about commitment. It's about going all in on yourself. He says, your commitment to something can be contagious. That's why whatever you find yourself doing, be committed to it 100%. Be committed to your dreams at 100%. Be committed to your career at 100%. Be committed to your marriage at 100%. Quit doing things halfway. Stop putting yourself half into something and start putting 100% of yourself into something. Grant Cardone. Okay, so think about that. Think about that. If you're too distracted, if you're too diffused, if you have too many things going on, if you can't say no to other people, you'll never be 100% committed to what matters. So you have to be ruthless with your time. Now, here's another one. Here's another one. This is an Ayurvedic belief. And I hope I said that properly, but you know, so it's like Ayurvedic is, I'm not even going to say what it is because I don't even know. I just know it's like something related to Indian medicine. And I apologize. I sound like the most naive, ignorant person in the world right now. But anyways, the quote, the Ayurvedic belief quote goes like this. As a teacher, your practice needs to be twice as strong as everyone else's. So you have to become the person you need to become to achieve the goals you want to achieve. And that requires a bit of selfishness. It also requires a bit of selflessness about getting outside of your comfort zone, resisting complacency, never stop learning and improve every day. Now, how do you do that? Well, first of all, you have to create your vision. And that's why at my workshop and at my retreat, we spend so much time on your vision. Because if you don't know your dream destination in life, how the heck are you going to get there? You're just going to wander around aimlessly. So you have to know your vision. You have to have your definition of success. And you have to be ruthlessly selfish and ruthlessly protective of this in order for you to have the greatest impact on the world. All right. That's the first key component of thinking differently. The second key component of thinking differently is to 10X it. So this requires you hanging around the right people and being ruthless with your social circle. So the other week I was at my sister's wedding and two different people asked me what's next. One was an old and dear friend who is an X-ray technician. You know, I've known him since I was 6 years old. We went to high school together and I love the guy, but he was asking me like, you know, what are you doing? Like, where are you going out next? You know, that sort of thing. The other was a very new successful friend, a money manager worth millions of dollars. He was like, what's your big next? What's your big project? Two different questions, two different answers. The second one made me think bigger and different. And that's what 10X thinking requires you to do. It requires you to take 10 times the action, think 10 times bigger, make 10 times the network and connections, and stop holding back. So how do you do that? Well, listen, you got to get out of your comfort zone. One thing, you got to read the books, study Grant Cardone, listen to the Born to Impact podcast with Joel Marion and Grant Cardone. That was a game changer. And then what you need to do, if you really want to 10X things, is I would absolutely love for you to understand this. You can't 10X your life doing $10 an hour tasks. You have to ruthlessly protect your time. You have to delegate. You have to say no to things. You have to give up the chores. You have to give up the meal prep. You have to give all that stuff up. You got to stop playing small ball if you want to be in the big game. You got to step up and play up 10 levels in life through coaching, through accountability. You got to get it real. You got to get it done. And that's how you're going to get what you deserve. But you also have to understand this, that somewhere out there, someone with 10 times the excuses that you have is achieving the same goals as you want to achieve. So you got to get rid of that. And it all comes back to that question. What is God's 10X plan or the universe's 10X plan for you? I want you to truly believe in yourself and truly take that 10X action. That's what it requires of you. So one of the things you need to do is come to the Perfect Life Retreat. And here are the five power skills you're going to learn. You're going to learn profitable power speaking. This is my friend, Jason Capital. He's going to teach power speaking for video, for podcasts. I'm doing some power speaking on this. You're also going to learn onstage sales. Jason is a master at onstage sales and Instagram sales and webinar selling. And you know what? His power speaking, the tonality, the ups and downs, the pitch, the pace, the tone, all the differences there. That will help you in your personal life as well. It'll help you become more persuasive. And so Jason Capital, I met him when he was 19 years old. He's now 29 or 30. He's a $40 million man. He sold over $40 million worth of product, services, coaching, all this stuff in that decade. And he's going to download his decade of experience as a power speaker in multiple niche markets. And yes, he was in the dating market for a while. He was a young man. And I get so much slack and feedback about this. But right now, he's got a book called High Status. He's a good person and he's going to be speaking there. And you can ignore it or you can be there and learn from him. He's going to show you how to receive standing ovations from a crowd of 1,000 or sell thousands of dollars daily through social media. It's the ultimate lead generation tool, power speaking. And you got to have it these days. You got to have it. Doesn't matter if you're a financial advisor doing lunch and learns or evening dinners or doing podcasts. It doesn't matter if you're a leader, a manager at your company and you have to do PowerPoint presentations or lead team meetings. You need to have power speaking on your side. It's going to be a game changer for you. I want to share a quote from Jason. He says, environment is destiny. And if you go to the Perfect Life Retreat, you're going to be at an environment with amazing people. I'm going to introduce you to a minimum of 3 powerful connections that will help make you $100,000 or more. You're going to make new friends. You're going to hang out with me and the Early to Rise team. You're going to meet Bedros. You're going to meet my friend Sharon Srivatsa. Then Xander Fryer. So Sharon and Xander are teaching the second power skill, which is sales persuasion for the new economy. Sales persuasion for the new economy. This one is going to be very, very important for you. And here's why. Let's face it, the world has changed dramatically in the 12 plus years since Facebook and YouTube, you know, quote unquote, took over the internet. And the authoritarian, blustery sales approach of the 70s and 80s no longer work today. All right? It's not like the top-down approach, like being a boss. Being a boss doesn't work today. Today, you have to be a leader. A boss is top-down, telling people what to do. A leader is in the situation, mucking it up with their team and leading them through it. And that's why we have Sharon and Xander. So Sharon came from India on a tennis scholarship. Like Bedros, he dumpster dived for food and college. I mean, he went through and pulled all the stops. He eventually worked for Goldman Sachs. That's where he learned how to sell. Then he took a real estate company, Telus Properties, from $350 million in sales to $3.5 billion in 5 years, literal 10x. And now he's starting another company that he's going to 100x. And this guy has diversity. He's Indian. He's absolutely amazing. He's from a different country. He's got a different background. And he loves America and he wants to help you. And then Xander Fryer. His parents are Pakistani and Irish. And he is a millennial. He's 30 years old. He's one of the best salespeople I've ever met because he doesn't sell. It's selling without selling. They're both professional sales whisperers. And you're going to hear from them. They're going to bring unique and diverse approaches to sales training. They're going to put more money in your pocket, more value in the lives of your customers, whether it's real estate, whether it's coaching, whether it is manufacturing, whether it is personal training, it doesn't matter. These are two of the biggest influences in my life. And not just in my life, but also in my sales. And they helped me go from shy and timid and scaredy cat when it came to sales to a professional sales whisperer like them who closes 80% of my calls and I don't even try. In fact, I don't even have to try so much that I can close through email and direct messages on Instagram and I can make thousands and thousands of dollars in sales. And there's a great quote from Sharon. It says, transformation doesn't happen in isolation. If you were at the retreat last year, you saw this guy get a standing ovation. I mean, the stories that he told about how he was once mugged in Milwaukee. Mugged in Milwaukee. That's a great, you know, that should be like sleepless in Seattle and mugged in Milwaukee. And so he was mugged in Milwaukee and he only had a $100 bill. And this is when he was trying to get to college. Okay. He flew from India and he's taking a bus to college in Iowa. And he gets mugged on the way. It's his last $100. And so he barters or negotiates with the mugger so that the mugger gives him money back. So Sharon says, here's $100, but will you give me at least $20 or $50 back? So I think they did split the difference. So no offense to Chris Voss there, but they did split the difference. And he told that story last year. It was my favorite story told all weekend long, even with Tim Grover and Bedros there. But one of the key points he left everyone with is that transformation doesn't happen in isolation. And he's going to bring the thunder again this year. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Next power skill you're going to learn is from little old Craig Ballantyne. He's going to teach you effectiveness, not productivity, not efficiency, but effectiveness. Totally different. Effectiveness. You see, multi-million dollar entrepreneurs could care less about what time you get up. Nobody's sitting around going, well, I really hope those people get up at 4 a.m. today. That'll make them successful. Listen, it doesn't matter what time you get up or what morning routine and ritual you follow or how many podcasts you consume at 2x speed or if you do a 4-minute workout. Real business owners only care about one thing, and that's results. So I'm going to do a deep dive into what time ownership techniques truly work and which ones do not, so that you can go home and dominate your days more than ever before. And this 7-figure lifestyle system is based on my work with over 11,000 entrepreneurs in the past 20 years. And it helped busy moms build 7- and 8-figure empires, okay? So last year's speaker, Shanda Sumpter, has an 8-figure empire and works from 9 till 2, 5 days per week for 3 weeks in the month and then takes a week off. It's crazy. And Isabel de los Rios has a $10 million business and works about the same number of hours, but she, you know, she's hardcore. She works all 4 weeks of the month. And then it also helped a former teacher grow a $100 million business. And they did this all in the comfort of their own home through effectiveness, all right? And that's without missing dance recitals or daddy-daughter dates or time with the boys, okay? The fourth power skill you're going to learn is culture building. So culture building, it's your community of clients and customers and the culture that you share with them and promote with your within your team. This has never been more important. I mean, again, this is not the 1980s, the 1990s, when it was all corporate companies and no one worked for themselves and there was no gig economy and there was no massive amounts of small online entrepreneurs, okay? So everything's changed. Gone is the top-down bossy approach, and today leadership is the number one solution for your business. And here's the 9th quote I want to share with you. Leadership is the problem and leadership is the solution, and that's from Bedros Koulian. And so if leadership is the cause and solution of your personal and professional problems, it's the cause of the problems when it's poor leadership and it's the solution when it's great leadership, then that's why we're going to spend so much time on it with Bedros, who's going to fix your foundation and help you build a core culture that can service a team of 5 or 500. Bedros has over 55 employees and he has over 500 franchisees and he's an amazing leader. Now you're also going to get that explosive culture building session from legendary inspirational speaker, Martin Rooney. So he's been doing these for big corporations and it's unlike anything you've ever seen before. Okay. So a brand new presentation from Martin. All right. I've saved the best power skill for last. It's my favorite. And it goes like this. Your network is your net worth. And that's a quote from my friend, John Romanello. Now he didn't make that quote up, but John is a contrarian, and if people say things, John often like finds a way to disagree with them. But this is a common phrase, and John agrees with it because he knows the power of it. Because John entered my world in 2009 as a friend of Joel Marion, and thanks to Joel and myself and our powerful fitness network, John made a lot of money. He had a New York Times bestseller thanks to his network. And so if you're struggling, if you're like on your own and you're like, man, how am I ever going to grow a network here in my little town? Well, listen, when you come to the retreat, you're going to make so many friends that when you go home, you'll still have all these friends online, through email, Instagram, all this stuff. The friends you make over these 2 days could put tens of thousands of dollars, if not $100,000, if not millions of dollars into your pockets. You know, in the fitness world, especially the online fitness world, we have so many people there. So there's lots of people making affiliate partners and connections. And then there's so many manufacturing people and salespeople, and they're all meeting and trading and swapping stories. And then we had about 25 high-performing real estate agents. And not just like average real estate agents, but absolutely amazing, the highest performing real estate agents that you could think of. And they were all there. A lot of them came to see Sharon, and a lot of them will be back. And man, they just had amazing roundtables and were able to help one another. So that was powerful, 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 powerful. And I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity for you to meet these people. It's going to be absolutely a game changer for you. And that's why I put so much time into mentioning that the network is your net worth, all right? And if you've never gone to an event before, if you're introverted like I used to be, take our 11th quote and put it to work from you. If you want something you've never had, you must do something you've never done. If you want something you've never had, whether it's love, whether it's money, whether it's wealth, prosperity, success, connection, you must do something you've never done because you don't have it. If what you were doing was working, you would have it. What got you here won't get you to the next level. So I will see you at Perfect Life Retreat 2019. So go to perfectliferetreat.com, get your ticket. You're going to come and get the 5 power skills from our speakers. We're going to have round tables on the Friday night. This is where you're going to have your chance to ask the actual speakers. This is not like you get to ask a 2-second question in front of 500 people. No, this is where you get to sit across the table from somebody and get free coaching from these people that making millions. They're making millions of dollars and they're going to give you free coaching. So make sure you're at perfectliferetreat.com for 2019. I haven't even revealed everything, okay? But I'm going to end this podcast. We're going to do a part 2 of this one. And so hang on for it. But I want to know what you thought of today's show. There was a lot of quotes, a lot of ranting and raving. I got you to think different. So if you've never done this before, think differently and head over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star ranking of the show. We'd absolutely love it. And if you've never sent me a message, think different and send me a message on Instagram at RealCraigBallentine or email me at support@earlytorise.com. I would love to hear from you, okay? Think different. Step outside the box. There's never been a better time to reach out or to come to perfectliferetreat.com. Be at the event. It's going to be amazing. It might even be our last year. It might be our last year. I know that's crazy. Like, doesn't everybody just keep doing events? No, I got to think different. I got to think different. I'll explain to you why at the event, why it might be our last year for doing it. All right. So think different. Get to the event. Send me your questions for future shows. And I can't wait to hear from you soon, all right?